This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau, reporting from the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference at San Francisco's Moscone West Convention Center. Apple CEO Steve Jobs ended his keynote speech at last year's Apple Worldwide Developers Conference with the statement, "The soul of a Mac is its operating system, and we're not standing still." At this year's conference, Jobs' keynote address did focus on the new operating system, Mac OS X 10.5, codenamed Leopard, as well as new hardware, which completes the transition of all new Macs to Intel chips. Here's Steve Jobs in some highlights from his keynote address.
Well, today, the Power Mac is going to fade into history. And here to tell us what's going to take its place is Phil Schiller. Phil?
Hey, Steve. Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. I am so excited. I get to be the very first one to introduce all of you to the brand new Mac Pro. This is the Mac that so many of our highest end customers have dreamed of. The brand new Mac Pro is going to be based on Intel's Xeon chipsets. The latest Xeon chips, also known in the industry as Woodcrest. These are amazing microprocessors. And for our highest end customers, the features they've really wanted, they're 64-bit. Up to three times the performance in a Xeon that we got in the G5. This is an incredible jump in performance. So this new Intel Xeon chip is an amazing processor to put into our products. But in every Mac Pro, we're going to put two of them. Yes. All Mac Pros, quad Xeon performance.
Schiller said the new Mac Pro's 64-bit workstation will retail for about $2,500 and start shipping today. He also announced the new Xserve, a server that will also run on Intel's Xeon chips. Schiller said the machines will perform up to five times faster than the previous Xserve. Steve Jobs then returned to the stage to give the audience of some 4,000 software developers a preview of Leopard, the next version of the Mac OS X operating system.
There's some top secret features to Leopard that we're going to keep a little close to the vest and not going to show you today. I just want you to know they're there. We don't want our friends to start their photocopiers any sooner than they have to. And so we're going to keep a few things a little secret. But we are going to show you and talk about 10 major things that are going to be in Leopard today.
Jobs introduced Scott Forrestal, Apple's VP of Platform Experience, to start running through some of Leopard's top 10 features.
And I'm going to ask Scott Forrestal to help me here. So let's start off with number one. Scott?
So the first feature of Leopard I'd like to tell you about is support for 64-bit applications. You can run 32-bit applications side by side with 64-bit applications. None of these applications are emulated. None of them are translated. They all run completely natively. So full 64-bit support, top to bottom. That's number one. Number two, this is a big one. Time Machine. Only a quarter of our users are backing up their files in any way whatsoever regularly. How many people in general are using automated software to make sure they're always backed up and always in a good state? The answer, 4%. We plan to change all of that in Leopard with a feature we call Time Machine. Time Machine automatically backs up your Mac. And we back up everything. We back up all of your photos, all of your music, all of your documents, all of your files, your folders, your applications, your operating system, your software updates, everything. We back up absolutely everything, which means we can restore everything. So if your hard drive dies, you can buy a new hard drive, put it in your machine, and be right where you were before that hard drive died. We can restore everything.
After Time Machine, Jobs and Forrestal talked about Spaces, a multitasking tool that lets users create spaces with collections of applications and switch between them instantly, and improve Spotlight search functionality. But what drew the most oohs and ahs from the audience, more than enhanced animation tools, a set of developer widgets called Dashboard, or improved access for computer users with disabilities, was this.
For Leopard, we're going to seriously enhance iChat, our instant messaging client. A lot of us use iChat day in and day out. We're going to make it even better. And so some of the most requested things, of course, are multiple logins, which we're doing, invisibility, which we're doing, animated buddy icons, video recording, so you can record your video chats, and tab chats. Right? All of this we're doing. As an example, in tab chats, if you've got five conferences going or message sessions going, you can just consolidate them into one, you know, with tabs on the left. So all of the basic blocking and tackling, we're doing all of it in Leopard. But we want to go further than this. You know, a lot of our computers now have built-in video cameras. So you get video conferencing right out of the box. No one else is doing this as well. And a lot of people are starting to use it. It's great. So we want to go even further with this technology. So the first thing we'd like to do is let you have some fun. We'd like to add some photo booth effects to video conferencing. The second thing is a little more serious, I guess. We call it iChat Theater. Wouldn't it be great if, when I get back from vacation, I want to show slides to my family and friends, if I could get on a video conference and have a theater right there, which is an iPhoto slideshow, to show them as I talk them through the slides, right? Or talk maybe a business partner through a keynote presentation. Wouldn't that be wonderful if I could do that? And backdrops, which you just have to see to believe. So let me go ahead and show this stuff to you now.
Jobs took the audience through a live video conference in which his chat partner morphed his face into Picasso-esque abstraction, superimposed different photo backdrops against his live image, and for the grand finale, ran a video of a roller coaster ride behind his chatting video image.
Okay.
Whoa! Yep. That's fantastic, and it proves once again that life at Apple is a roller coaster.
And that was it.
Thank you very much, and welcome to WWDC 06. Thanks.
Jobs, whose style of delivering keynote speeches has been so distinctive it's been nicknamed Steve Notes, did not, this time, start to leave the podium only to come back with his classic, and one more thing, to deliver one last big surprise. His failure to announce a new iPod or any other consumer device left some investors disappointed, and Apple stock down about 2%. I'm Catherine Girardeau. You're listening to PodTech News.